Silver. You're tuned in to Malice Cooper. All right, I have Bernard Robichaud. Did I say it right?
Robichaud.
See, I was close.
Yes. Yeah.
My French sucks. I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry. I'm Canadian, and my French sucks.
No, that's okay. I don't speak any French.
But that's a French last name, is it not?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah.
See.
Yeah, I just don't speak any of it.
Me either.
No, I was heavily influenced by the United States. Born there, my dad spent a number of years there, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wicked. So, was your dad born in the United States?
No, he was Canadian, but went to live in the States with his uncles, my great uncles, in the 50s.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So, You're totally Canadian, but, well, you have dual citizenship.
I have dual citizenship, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the United States recognized me as American Canadians by naturalization.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. Where did you start off in Canada?
Nova Scotia. Halifax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to eat tons of lobster and...
Yes, I did. I still do.
Wow. See, that stuff's great.
I think you know, it's one of those things where it's readily available, so you don't think of it as, you know, if I was in Ontario or where are you? You're in Alberta?
I'm in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, okay, so be similar out there, right? I mean, it's tough, harder to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'm not sure that the Pacific Coast lobster is the same.
No, it's not.
Lobster. Yeah, so.
It's way better.
It's way better?
Oh, yeah. Where you're from, way better lobster.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Atlantic lobster, yeah. It's
that
colder
stuff
water,
kicks major butt.
Sure.
Seriously. Yeah. So, American Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was at Show to Cannes last night.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just missed the interview by one night. Damn it. Yeah, it figures. That's my nightmare.
I don't think that we had any the cast there for it.
Oh, really?
It was really Eric Leffler, who played Caleb, I think, in the movie. He's also one of the producers, and the director, Mike Masucci.
So you didn't go?
No, I just got back from tour out west in Alberta, BC, doing my hour stand-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I did 16 days out there, so I spent most of the month of April out there, and, you know, just a lot of other things on the go. I'm in the middle of writing, we were just finishing up my screenplay. Kitchen Sports, and I'm working on another screenplay with another writer here in New Brunswick right now. I'm actually meeting with her on Saturday to move forward with that. And I just had a lot of other things to do, and to spend the producers didn't have the cash to spend to bring any of the cast over,
mm-hmm.
And I wasn't gonna go out of my own pocket for it. It's just too much money, you know.
Yeah.
You're into about $5,000 for Christ's sake for
just being
meat.
There.
So
that's without the meal.
I didn't have the money. It's not that I didn't have the money, but I just didn't want, you know, not, you're unsure if you're going to get invited to an A-listed party. There were just too many variables. You know, with only one showing as well, and the other showing that they were going to have today is for buyers. So, you know, I'd rather leave that to the director and the producer.
Sounds boring anyway.
What's that?
Sounds boring anyway.
Hmm.
I'd think so. I mean, if you're an actor, I mean, you want to hobnob and, well.
Not really. There was a fair bit of that when we did the red carpet in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. when American Sunset, the first red carpet out there. And you know, I'm just really out of my element there. I guess if I wanted to be a businessman, I would have been. And since I'm not, you know, talking to producers who, you know, really, to be honest, I think a lot of them think more like lawyers than anything else. And it's, not for me. Not for me.
Well, that's your choice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to see it your way.
Well, I would like to have thought that if they thought they required an actor, they would have, looked at Frank Molina or myself to go over there. Frank, I knew, couldn't go. So that would have left, Angela Cullins or myself.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, I'm not sure anybody, she really is, I don't know how long she's been acting, maybe a year or so. I don't know what she's done, really, aside from American Sunset. So, I would have thought that it would have been better to go with somebody that, is at least recognized because of the Trailer Park Boys now in, over 80 countries. So it certainly...
Do those guys act like that all the time?
What's that?
Are those guys like that all the time?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Not like that. Come on, they're totally different people.
Well, I don't know.
I think those guys, they don't, I mean, we don't look any different than we do on TV.
Yeah, but the Rickyisms
do their own tour and everything else as the Trailer Park Boys, so it's a little. I think it's difficult. It must be difficult for them, with that and trying to get outside anything else, as far as work related. When you're, everybody looks at you as Ricky Julian Bubbles, but if you're going to promote yourself as Ricky Julian Bubbles, which they, did from the beginning,
uh-huh.
then it's very difficult to get out of that and, to move forward. So I think that'll be one of the toughest things that they'll have to deal with, if that's an issue for them, is that they'll always be Ricky Julian and Bubbles.
Well, I know watching you...
But at the same token, they've got, they do an awful lot of appearances, and they have their own show, touring show, plus, they have this new show that they're supposed to do this fall sometime. I don't know much about it, but, I know that they're at least doing their own thing anyways, and that's good.
You know that one episode where you're standing in front of your car with the gun? Okay, there was lots of those, but still... You busted a gut, right?
Which,
you started laughing.
Which one?
Well, when you were like, you were trying to threaten them, you had your gun out.
That could be a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I know. That's just it. But you probably busted a gut every time, didn't you?
Well, there were lots of times where we, a lot of funny stuff happened. The problem is that as an actor, you really have to be focused on what you need to do. You just can't. It happens, but a lot of times you try to fight your way through that and just kind of try to ignore it until you actually get the scene out. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you're eating up a lot of production time, so, you know, to just stop and have a big giggle sometimes isn't really appropriate, depending on, you know, when you're shooting outside, there's so many variables, right? You've got cloud cover, you've got sun, you've got to marry all that stuff up. You know, you've got the choreography with gunfighting. So there's a lot of stuff that you have to be aware of, and regardless of how funny the stuff is, you really have to stay, you know, really focused and be able to get your job done. Because, you know, ultimately, that's what it is, regardless of how fun it may be at the time.
And when you're out right now, do people just expect you to be like that, though?
No, around here, people know who I am, and I think just because of the social sites, websites that I have, I think most people have a pretty good idea that I'm not that guy, so that's a good thing. And I've been in the business 27 years, so, you know, before Trailer Park, I did an awful lot of work prior to that, so, you know, there's plenty of people that realize that I'm not Cyrus.
You can feel free to spam all of that stuff as well.
What's that?
You can feel free to spam all of it right now if you wanted to. Tell us everything that you've done.
Oh, Jesus, I can't think of it all, to be honest with you. better for somebody to go on to IMDb and look me up on IMDb, or you can, people could go to my website, www.bernardrobichaud.com, and pretty much get most of the lowdown, a bio and current resume photos, you know, and they can actually it's hooked up to all the on my social web pages and stuff like that too, so if they want to get in touch with me and stuff like that, I answer all my emails and things, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, I think so. They took the time out of their day to write to me. I only feel like it's, you know, it's a couple minutes out of my day to write back and say thanks.
So you run your sites yourself?
Not for the updates and all those kinds of things, or the actual management of them. Mm-hmm. There are some things that I have my page manager or website manager kind of take care of for me. The actual answering of emails or answering the posts that are, let's say, on MySpace or Facebook, for instance, or any of those, if somebody's asking me a question, I generally answer them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. See, because most people, you know, they get somebody to answer it for, you know.
Yeah, no, I know they do. I just, you know, maybe there'd be a time where, you know, I'd have to have somebody help me, but, you know, as long as I got two fingers and can type, I'm going to try my darndest to answer most of those. I mean, you know, you get a certain amount, of course, that, you know, you just don't want to answer, or they're just, you know what I mean, you get kind of goofy email or, you know, letters from people, but which just, you know, aren't worth answering. But for the most part, I answer everything, because, like I said, I remember where I came from, and there were a lot of people who helped get me where I am today along that route. And you know, if answering an email for somebody who's a fan who's supporting me, you know, I don't know what's wrong with that sort of thing. Most people, I think, are just generally curious and want to say hi, and you know, whether or not they say that they know you afterwards or any of that kind of stuff, you know, whatever, you know, that's all fine. I mean, and you know, I appreciate their support. You know, without those ratings, without people, you know, su- my character on the show, I'm not sure that, you know, a lot of bad guys just end up in prison or they get shot in an episode, you never see them again.
True enough.
I ended up from the first season of season one right through to season six, and, you know, I did the last special, and although most of the stuff that I shot in the last movie was edited, and it's in the DVD and the outtakes and deleted scenes and all that kind of stuff, you know, there's a couple cameos there, but, you know, I mean, that's it's like 10 years, you know, that that character survived, and you know, I gotta think that that's not just because of my character or my acting. I mean, it's gotta be because people appreciated what I was doing there as well, and a lot of those people, I think, have become fans and or you know, stay in touch with me, and that's I really appreciate that sort of thing.
What was your funniest moment on that show? What was your funniest moment? Like something that totally made you crack up beyond repair?
We shot season 5, and right after I chase Bubbles down the street and deliver the Hubble Bubble telescope in his little fruit cart line, they cut to him driving down the road of the trailer park, and he slammed on the brakes and his little cart fishtailed, and at the same time it fishtailed, the cable on the brakes broke, and he shot forward again at high speed into a lilac bush. And it shot him right out of the seat of the go-kart. He ended up head first in the bush, and all you could see was his ass sticking out of the bush. That was probably the funniest thing I'd seen, that's for sure, or recall from it. There were lots of funny stuff, but that was certainly a highlight.
That's just poor Bubs.
Yeah.
It can only happen to him, though, right?
Well, possibly. I mean, certainly, it was best that it happened with him and no other character. I'm not sure that it was right for it to happen for the other characters, but it was certainly right for the Bubbles character and the go-kart to have it happen, that's for sure. Especially since he was wearing the hockey helmet.
Which he needed at that point desperately.
Well, you know, you don't want to be in the lilac bush head first without the helmet on, that's for sure.
Rick wanted to know if those are Bubbles' real glasses.
No, they were glasses that I'm sure that they were given to him on set, but he had played that character prior to being in the. That was something he used to joke around with, like as a kid, I think, or when he was prior to. Certainly, it was one of those goofy little things that he used to do, and like we all kind of have, you know, made goofy faces and or. You know, pretended to be somebody who we thought was goofy when we were growing up, and that was certainly one of those things that he used to do as a bit of an act, you know, to humor people, I think, and he when they first started the first movie, when they did the initial Trailer Park Boys, and it was just Ricky and Julian in the black and white. I think Mike was like a sound man or a boom man on that actual shoot, and I think he was doing that sort of thing or did something like that during the actual shooting of that movie. I think that's how it all happened. And when they saw him doing it, they thought it was, you know, brilliant, so that's how that all kind of happened. He's quite a talented guy anyway, though. I mean, he was Sandbox, right, wrote the songs and lyrics and plays the guitar.
Did you ever try those glasses on?
No.
I'm just wondering.
No,
I mean,
point.
I don't know how he sees through them, you know? He does all that stuff.
It was very difficult. For years they tried to get find some way that they could have that kind of look without affecting his eyesight any. But they're, you know, very difficult to get that look without.
Oh, he's
real
a trooper.
Thing. Initially he got headaches a lot, shooting that many hours in a day, 10 hours, sometimes, you know, you're wearing those things on your face, it's certainly not easy, so he was taking them off in between scenes and everything else. And
the ladies in the chat room. Bernard, wait, I have to stop you.
Okay.
The ladies in the chat room, Karen from Afterlife, Kentucky. And Brianna, whose birthday it is.
What's her name?
Brianna.
Brianna?
Mm-hmm.
It's her birthday?
It's her birthday.
Brianna's birthday today?
Today.
Is she there?
Yeah, she's in the chat room.
What's she doing in the chat room? She
hanging
having a
out.
Chat with somebody?
Well, she's talking with me and Karen.
Oh.
We're all just hanging in there. And,
put her on the line, and I'll say happy birthday to her.
Well, they're in the chat room on. You can go to MySpace.
I see. Okay.
Anyways, they were asking if you were married.
I am married. Yes.
Okay, you just crushed them. There it was. Now they have nothing to say. Karen's actually going to Nova Scotia to do the Titanic Endeavour tour. They're going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're going
that?
Out on a boat, and they're going to do the exact same, I guess, course as the Titanic took.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then they're going to drop flowers in the water and.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, have a.
When's that happening?
When's that happening, Karen? I think it's July or June.
Okay.
But they're going out there. They're going to do EVP work underwater.
Nice.
And they're going to eat the same meals.
Wow.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, end of July. I may be back out west again for another tour.
Well, there you go.
Saskatoon to BC.
You could probably wave at them.
What's that?
You could probably wave at them. They'll be on the water.
Yeah, no, that's what I'll do. I'll run down to the shoreline there. Maybe I'll throw a wreath.
They're gonna
well,
be having
you
fun,
know,
though.
Wish her a happy birthday for me, though. That's nice. How old
well,
is she today?
Did. You just wished it to her.
No, oh, well, I'm wishing to her again. How old is she today?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. One of those things that are not supposed to be known anyway.
Karen's birthday's in July. Oh, no. That's when they're going. July 10th to the 28th.
Okay.
So it's going to be that long of a tour. It's going to take them that many days to do it.
They're going to be in the ocean from the 10th to the 28th? 18 days?
Yep.
Wow.
Sounds kind of crazy,
doesn't it? I'm not sure
that
I envy that. That's kind of... Are they not touching shore at all during that 18 days?
Brianna says she's 38.
38? Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, it's in the ballpark.
Did you get to keep your Corvette?
Did you get to keep your red Corvette?
No, that was Ricky, one of Rob Wells' friend's car. Actually, that came from... I think that car came from Manitoba originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Betcha it was a nice ride.
No, it was not. It was
really?
A piece of shit.
You're kidding.
No, I yelled vroom out the window more than that car started.
You're kidding.
Yeah, no.
So it just looked nice on the outside.
They'd be pushing me backwards so I could pop a clutch and get the thing going. Yeah. Nah, that thing was a piece of shit.
Ah, crap.
You know, I'd be in that car with the leather jacket, and I could be sitting around for a half an hour, hurry up and wait on the on the television set. For God, it'd be 90 degrees outside. It was 140 in the car.
Oh, my God.
Nothing going on. T-tops wouldn't come off. Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I remember those days.
Oh, my God.
Any more water, Bernie? Have you got an IV tube? Because it's going in and coming out of me as fast as I can drink the damn shit. Brutal.
Oh, my God. That's not even fair.
Well, you know, that's what you got to do sometimes. I don't think they even realize. No, that's, who's over there? Oh, Bernie's just sitting in the car. Oh, that should be all right. You know? Like, it was like, you know, they treat their puppy dogs better than that.
Oh, my God.
They, like, would have rolled down the window for the puppy dog, probably, you know.
Oh, my God. That's not
Yeah, no. Well, sometimes they just didn't know, you know, how long they were going to be before they needed me to, you know, drive into the shot or whatever. I mean, it was just like, okay, I'm just going to sit here for a minute now. Okay, back it up. Okay.
8 hours later.
Okay, it's not starting. Again.
Were you smashing on the steering wheel at times?
Holy Jesus. I didn't want to smash on the steering wheel. That's the worst I could have done. Christ, what if the steering wheel ended up on my hand? Then what? Like had a tow rope in front of it, you know, trying to cut that out of the scene. That's all they would have needed.
Oh my God!
Good thing it was digital. They probably could have done that. You know what I mean? Oh yeah.
Totally.
No, we'll just tie a tow rope in there, a gray one, and we'll tow it along.
Can we play a game with Cyrus? Just one.
A game?
Yeah. Knock knock.
Oh, who's there?
Someone who just failed grade 10.
Yeah. Fuck off, I got work to do. Fucking dick.
That's funny, because that's his name. Richard.
Richard, there you go, dick. Perfect. That worked out real well.
Didn't it? Oh, my goodness. It's like about 8 billion degrees hot in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he turned the air conditioning on.
You might want to take your leather jackets off.
I already did that ages ago.
You turned the air conditioning off? Oh, because it was too noisy to do the interview with it on?
No. We turned it on.
Oh, you turned it on.
Yeah, because it finally got hot here in Canada, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's been nice the last couple of days here as well, so...
Well, and it hasn't cooled off the house yet.
1 degree.
Ooh, a whole 1 degree.
Oh, 1 degree, wow. Yeah, that's an efficient air conditioning unit you got there.
Well, it's one of those, you know, supposed to do the whole house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, I mean, we just turned it on an hour ago, so...
It's not... You need to get, like, a couple of fans, you know, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't think it was going to be that hot here today. You know.
Didn't Rick blow on the back of your neck or something while you're on the phone? Nick, keep your lips moving over there, man. The hell? Don't be sitting over there in the corner.
He left the room.
Perfect. Well, that's the kind of service you need now, isn't it?
See?
He can't even get two lips to work on a guy, for Christ's sake.
Hey, you got any of your comedy shows you want to plug?
The only show that I'm doing right now, we're calling it Drug Dealer or Public Speaker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's satirical. It kind of was based off the character from Trailer Park Boys without calling him Cyrus and without mentioning the show. So basically it's a similar character who talks about... Well, his mother, his dad, his education, how he got, you know, street learned it, which is, you know, one of the, you know, words he uses in the show. Talks about women, drugs, music, you know, just covers a little bit of everything in the show and what he likes, and basically it's his idea of how he can make people more like himself and better criminals, because it's never too late to start a life of crime.
Really quick, who is your favorite comedian?
Ooh, jeez, that's a good one. You know, I've had a lot over the years, you know, that I really liked. You know, I really liked Cosby's early stuff when he was younger. Mm-hmm. I liked Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm. What about Andrew
Dice
Clay?
Some of Dice Clay stuff when he was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Adam Sandler?
Like some of it. There's a lot that, you know, I just thought was a little, I don't know, over the top, I guess.
Sure.
But there have been many. Those are kind of like, you know, two that are pretty classic, and you know, I'm sure that Dice Clay years from now will be considered kind of classic too. I mean, how many other people have filled Madison Square Garden?
True enough.
You know, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree. Take care of yourself, though. I'm cutting you off because we're out of here. We've taken up a half an hour of your time.
Oh, that was very nice.
Probably half an hour too much.
I had planned on more, so that's
really
wicked.
Well, because I only have a two-hour show.
Oh, well, that's okay. You know, did you get what you wanted? Did you ask all your questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Did you get everything that you wanted plugged?
I think I'm good. You know, any time that I get an opportunity to even, you know, be interviewed and get to talk about, you know, where I came from or what I've done and who I've worked with, you know, it's all good. You know, there's just too much in this business where there's so many people thinking that it's glamorous, and they don't really look at, you know, the hard work that goes into it. Everybody seems to be wanting to be on TV and film these days. Every little pretty face, you know, comes along and mm-hmm. wants to be a movie star. And I just don't think they really get it in that respect. You know, it's just an awful lot of hard work.
And a lot of sitting and waiting in hot cars. It takes many of us
a long time to actually get any kind of recognition. On the other flip side of that, you know, I have to say that sometimes when you do get that recognition, it's just as tough, because now all of a sudden you lose your anonymity.
Sometimes
you know, it's nice to have my anonymity. It would be nice to have it back, you know. Now I'm not, you know, saying that I don't like where I'm at today, because at least I'm working and I've got a lot on the go, and
mm-hmm.
and that certainly keeps food in my daughter's belly, and you know, some in mine.
Yeah, because that's important.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's the most important thing to me anyway. So.
Well, you take care of yourself. I've had a blast.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
You come back on anytime you want.
Yeah,
just
listen,
get a hold
anytime
of those guys
you
and
would like to, you know, bring me back on, just say the word. You know, you've got my email address?
I think so. If I don't, Barb does, or...
All right, well, just shoot me an email anytime, and
okay.
I'm there for you.
I'll be sending this to you.
Okay, cool. That I appreciate. I'll put it on my website.
And if he comes through Winnipeg, you can hang with us for the day.
If you come through Winnipeg, you can hang with us for the day.
Yeah. Shoot me an email with an address and a phone number, and I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
We'll stay in touch.
Definitely.
All right.
Take care of yourself, man.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Hey. Take care, man.
You too.
All right, brother.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wow. Well, isn't that fun? See, I could have gone on forever. But you guys want music, too. And I know that. So we're going to play The Heat. Because I'm boiling to death. This is American Band.